From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This weekend, Furnace Fest will take over Birmingham's Schloss Furnaces. The three-day-long hardcore music event's roots go back 25 years. Since then, it's been halted, resurrected, and then reborn again. Music journalist Allie Patton brings us the story of the festival, which faces an increasingly volatile business landscape.
It was 25 years ago that the inaugural Furnace Fest first roared from the belly of Birmingham's historic Schloss Furnaces. In August 2000, the punk, metal, and hardcore event was unlike anything the Magic City had ever experienced.
I just remember there being so much excitement around it because there had been nothing like it before in this area.
That's Johnny Grimes, the owner of Workplay and Iron Hills Productions, the company that has made Furnace Fest possible these last few years. He experienced the first iteration of the festival as a fan rather than a promoter, watching it evolve throughout the early 2000s.
From 2000 to 2003, it really grew into something pretty special for the Southeast. It was one of the few actual DIY, do-it-yourself, no major sponsors, no money really behind it, music festival.
Back then, Furnace Fest brought a community to his backyard that he otherwise had to travel hundreds of miles to experience. By 2004, however, the annual event was halted due to financial and organizational issues. It wouldn't be until 2021 that Grimes, alongside various partners, would revive the festival. Christian Nielsen, Birmingham native and frontman of local act and Furnace Fest staple Meadows, says a similar kinship can still be felt throughout the event today.
It's like everyone is just as excited to be there as the next person. Like, and that trickles down from all the bands that are playing, all the fans that are there, all the people that are like working the vendors. It's almost like the Southern hospitality of Birmingham somehow rubs off onto all these people that came into Birmingham. I think everyone understands like the special nature of what they're there to experience.
In 2024, that sense of community couldn't have come at a more desperate time for the members of Meadows.
We had just lost our bass player, Brandon Dabbs, like that same week, tragically, and I could not have had a more cathartic sort of moment. I think it was like the perfect timing for it to have all these people that you could really like see like and feel like a tangible, visible, you know, impact that he left on people through the avenue that hardcore, you know, created for us.
The energy and emotion that is captured during the three-day event every year is something so rare. But the fact that Furnace Fest is back for 2025 is a remarkable feat in and of itself. As promoter Johnny Grimes explains, live music has had it tough the last few years.
Ticket sales are down across the board nationally by over 30%. As of today in 2025, there have been 58 music festivals canceled this year.
In fact, Iron Hills Productions recently announced the cancellation of what would have been their inaugural country music festival due to rising costs and logistical challenges. Ken Spring is a media and entertainment industries professor at Belmont University. He says there is a number of reasons for this increasingly volatile festival landscape.
You do have a super saturation of music festivals across the U.S. Post-COVID costs have shot everything up. The additional tariffs that have played out have also increased costs. When you have the costs that are increasing at the rate that they are, it makes it incredibly difficult, especially when ticket sales are not really strong.
Independent festivals like Furnace Fest are taking the biggest hits.
When you get to those much larger festivals, it is far easier because you have a larger profit margin. But the smaller festivals, because they're running on such a small profit margin already, it makes it far more difficult for them to survive.
Despite recent struggles, Spring says festivals won't go away. And his word of advice for Furnace Fest?
Right now, playing up nostalgia or playing off of nostalgia works to their benefit.
Since its revival, Furnace Fest has carefully curated such sentimentality, with fans old and new getting a taste of what the festival was like in its earliest iteration. While the lineup will continue to welcome those legacy acts, Grimes says they are pivoting.
We do want to look to the future of punk and hardcore and you know, alternative music. And so we want to start engaging a much younger audience. And so that's where our shift is starting to focus.
Grimes says running a music festival will remain challenging, but he thinks with hard work, Furnace Fest will still be around in a decade. Whatever the future looks like, he says what lies at the heart of this festival isn't changing.
The ethos behind Furnace Fest will never change, and it is that community, camaraderie, and family atmosphere.
For WBHM, I'm Allie Patton.